time is a flat circle. Of everything we've ever done or will do, we're going to do over and over and over again.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it!
If you're a biker and your woman is a biker chick, do you ever let biker chick drive the bike with you on the bike? Is that allowed? Feet get tired, arms get tired, you get tired. Bike fatigue?
I think that all of this just explains why you could never be in that world. Yeah. I couldn't either. You definitely couldn't.
If you start Rot Rally Weekend with the question I just asked, yeah. I think they ask you to leave Rot Rally Weekend.
Hey, who let the Southern Seinfeld in the group?
Chad and Kevin.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
With the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports. The Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com.
Afternoon delight.
Hour number two on a Monday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings, back from vacation and still asking weird questions. Trey Elling putting the intros together there.
What's the deal?
I'm telling you, it's so hard to do. Like, you get all these accents mixed up.
What's the thing with the bikes?
What's the thing with the iced tea?
I don't understand.
What's the deal with not being able to play around with sis?
Southern Seinfeld, a little Steppenwolf to start the hour for you. It is the Horn. If you hope you had a good Father's Day weekend, if you get a chance to hang out with your dad, or maybe you're like me and you just talk to your dad.
Or you did birthday and Father's Day together.
Now your birthday landed on Father's Day. So you and Bob Dunn, did you get a little, you said happy Father's Day, he said happy birthday, and then you ate fish? What happened?
Yeah, that's exactly. No, we did what we always do. We met at Chinatown and got to go and had a drink and caught up and chatted. And you know, we're strange birds.
Where do you eat the to-go?
At home.
Your place or his place?
Separately.
What?
Yeah, we go and we...
Wait. So the only time you communicate with each other is while you're waiting for the to-go order to
be brought out? We don't put the to-go order in right away.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We hang out.
You have a couple drinks.
And then we order usually on that second drink and we're good to go.
Happy birthday, happy Father's Day. Order some
takeout. We talk enough.
And you're gone. Okay.
We talk enough. That's fair. I mean, it's odd. I get that. And we have ate out before.
Okay. Yeah. You've met.
We've met.
Yeah.
Phrasing.
So, phrasing.
Oh.
You have eaten out at a restaurant before. So,
both.
Yeah. So, I spoke with Doc Hastings yesterday. My father and mother are on a big vacation all over the West and Southwest. They're going to Mount Rushmore. They're going to end up at Yellowstone. They're doing all this stuff, right? And I talked to Doc Hastings live from the Crazy Horse Museum in South Dakota, and I thought, that sounds about right. Yeah. And he you can always tell with him, and like anybody, he was, oh, hello, yeah, yes. And they're like, oh, I knew something.
Something was, yeah.
Like, Dad, is it a bad time? Well, actually, we're in the Crazy Horse Museum. Like, of course you
are. So it is a bad time.
But he kept talking to me, because that's what he is. Anyway, so I told him happy Father's Day. So I hope everybody had a great one. Trey threw out the first pitch at the Round Rock game on Father's Day.
Hoodwinked everybody.
Fooled everyone into believing he couldn't throw, and then all of a sudden he could throw. And he threw a strike. Maybe 52 miles an hour, but it was right in the zone.
It wasn't adding up to me. I've seen him throw footballs. Look, you can play other sports and not play baseball, and it looks kind of weird, and it's like, hey, he's a much better athlete than what he looks like when he's playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But not that bad.
No.
The stuff he put on the video.
I still have not seen the pre-video, but I have seen the video of the pitch, thanks to Rick Sacamano. At Rick Sacamano, he's now over 60 followers, and he was proud of his video, and it got, not only did it get used to show everybody Trey's pitch in some circumstances, it has been accused of being doctored, so he and Trey are thrilled about that. That they are accused of somehow doctoring the delivery. But Trey did throw a strike, and no one really laughed at him too much.
The original video was fun because not only do I have zero issues humiliating myself for the enjoyment of others, which I'd like to think it was first and foremost before everybody realized that I was just putting on an act for the camera, but it was also a great human experiment in terms of watching people who become extremely uncomfortable with somebody being just uncoordinated to no end, but also having a hard time facing that person when they come to that realization. So when I was throwing with Brad and Christina was filming, mm-hmm. they were laughing pretty hard the first time that I made my very millennial millennial actor throw.
Now, did Brad know you were going to do that?
He didn't know. I let him in after the fact. I'm like, you know, I don't really throw like that, right?
When the video was going, he really thought that was his legitimate reaction.
So he and Christina at first were laughing, but then I did it three or four times, and they were like, all of a sudden they're looking at one another like,
oh my God,
wait, should we ask him if he's really like this? Because we don't want to like really make fun of him or offend him like that. And by the end, they were just like giving one another the side eye, like, oh my gosh, he's going to embarrass himself in the radio station on Sunday.
People, I got pulled into a room during a break.
What?
Like, I'm not going to say whose room.
Somebody
but
in
there
the
was
station?
Three or four people that go, God, God, you got to come in here.
They were worried?
And they had that look in their eye like, I don't think I'm going to be able to look at him again.
Wow. People could not make eye contact with me in the office.
That is awesome.
The only people who said things were Lise.
Is there a pill you can take for that?
Who like overtly made fun of me. And then Jason
it's
was like.
It's betraying.
Exactly.
I think that's how you do it.
And then, so here are the people that you can tell really care for you in a place. Kevin, who got what was going on, was playing along, and
at
is like, dude,
point I did.
Dude, you need to pull back a little bit more. You need to step with the right foot.
Talking about rotation.
And Kelly, Jason's wife, who is the jack of all trades around here, she does an amazing job, and we love her. She says, hey, come here. She's like, I don't care what else you do on your first pitch on Sunday. Step with the correct foot, please. I was like, Kelly, thank you, Kelly. Nobody else can make eye contact, and you're actually offering me some sage advice.
It's like a test from Trey.
What, you threw with your left and you planted with your left?
Oh, yes, man.
That's strong.
Chat. It was bad. My elbow was below my shoulder.
But he didn't even go back.
That's so great.
That's when I kept on watching, and I thought, no, this isn't adding up.
All right. Speaking of people who can throw baseballs, like Trey, Cal State Fullerton trails Florida State 6-4.
They've been throwing like Trey today.
Yeah, they're in the bottom of the eighth. Florida State just had an error to prolong this inning a little bit, and here he comes, Kevin.
Oh. Good old 11.
Mark Martin, is that his name? No.
Mike Martin, sorry.
Mark Martin was the NASCAR driver.
He sounds like a crazy band preacher.
He's a nut when you hear him interviewed. And he's had some great teams, or really good teams there. I wouldn't mind if he did punch it in, but it's not going to happen. It just seems like something always comes up for the good old Noles.
Well, they're up now. We'll see if they can hold on to this lead. This is the first elimination game. The first winner's bracket game comes up tonight. Oregon State and LSU at 6 o'clock. And all other stuff from the weekend. College football. First of all, let's get you your countdown right now. 75 days till Texas plays Maryland.
Roy Miller. Octavius Bishop.
If you
want to go national, Orlando Pace.
Tristan Nicholson.
That's right. 80 days until the NFL's opener.
Okay.
83 days from the NFL's first Sunday, 84 from Monday Night Football.
Do I need to give you an 80 for the NFL?
For me, no, because obviously
Alvin Harper.
Tony Hill.
Oh, okay.
Tony Hill would be the 80.
Yeah, we'd go Jerry Rice on that.
Oh, yeah. Jerry did wear 80. You're right.
Yeah.
Wore it pretty well.
Chris Carter.
Pretty well. Chris Carter, right? That's another good 80. I appreciate the Alvin Harper. Those were good days.
It was.
Before he tried to become a number one guy in Tampa.
He's a great example of compliment. And we talked about Kwame Cavill and Wayne McGarity, how they complimented each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were talking 98 football last week.
Of course you were.
Week. I mean,
you should have been.
And those guys did. The way you had Irvin, then you had Kevin Williams, you had Novacek, you could throw to your two backs, you could do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of things that team could do.
But he wasn't a one, and you found out with your other team.
For you and me, Phil Steele's magazine comes out in 8 days.
Okay, so we talked about it last week. Some people have a copy, and I'm guessing that pre-order?
Must have been a pre-registration thing. I swear today I saw June 27th, so a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
That's what I'm going on.
I looked for it all weekend.
And we got some early copies, and then Dave Campbell is out. We got our copies today, thanks to Craig Way. And coming up in the month of July, your chance to win some Dave Campbell magazines right here on the station. So keep it tuned right here to the Horn for that. So with that countdown in mind, this college football story out there, Baker Mayfield has pled guilty to public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and fleeing. My favorite part. They made him admit to the fleeing. They took resisting arrest away,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, come on, Baker, you did the weird duck walk, and then you got run down by an Arkansas police officer. Please admit that you fled, and so he had to admit.
I think they did the right thing there.
Yeah.
Take away resisting.
Right.
You got to add fleeing, though.
$480 in a fine, $480 or so in restitution, and he has to take a university alcohol education course. That must be interesting.
35 hours of that. Yeah, we saw that last week that he had to enroll in that. And, of course, the question was, we got on the text lines, oh, he's not going to be suspended for at least a half? No, they're not. Nope. They're not doing that.
Not anything. Okay, so that came out last week.
That did, that but was no, out. No, right. But not what you had talked about.
Okay.
So that came out today.
Oh, the plea came out today.
The actual plea came out today. We found out last week that he was going to take 35 hours of alcohol awareness and then also, pick up trash?
Well, he has to take a university alcohol education course, which I would love to attend. What is an alcohol education course in Oklahoma? Because I would think the first class is, we don't have real beer in this state.
Yeah.
Right?
You can actually drink a lot more.
Yeah. Our beer is confusing because it's not as real as everybody else's beer.
Now, explain this, because I didn't know this probably, I don't know, till I was in my mid-20s, which you'd think you would have known that before, considering how much you're talking and thinking about alcohol and beer at 21.
There may be other states like this, but they are...
It's a lower percentage, and right. That's just a state law?
There's something with the Oklahoma state law where, for instance, if the rest of us get a 5% alcohol by volume beer, they're down at like 3.2 or whatever it is. Like, their alcohol is...
There's some jokes
less.
Available there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the alcohol's not real. There's some weird thing about porn in Oklahoma that is not right. It's a strange state.
Yeah, we've talked about that,
it's
too.
It's a strange
it
state.
Is.
Really bizarre. All right, so the Baker Mayfield thing is out there. Also, we'll throw a Longhorn vibe out. I know the U.S. Open didn't get a lot of people pumped up golf-wise. Brooks Koepka won it. Old school. Do you know this one?
Did Florida State.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. I know that because I was watching, I think, Florida State, and they were talking about it.
Attractive girlfriend.
Yes, very attractive.
Did you see that Fox messed up her name? That was good.
Oh, did they?
Apparently, he'd been dating a Florida State athlete for a while, and Joe Buck thought he was really cool, and he said her name. Oh, that's so-and-so Edwards, the Florida State. And then another guy, I think it was Brad Faxon that was on their former golfer that was on their broadcast, he comes in and says, actually, Joe, that's his new girlfriend, so-and-so. And I'm like, wow, did that just happen on live television? It was like in the time it took him to win the tournament, it felt like he changed girlfriends.
Is that the one you're talking about?
I think so, yes. Jess? Is it Jess? Yeah.
Jenna Sims.
Yeah, that's her. That's the one that was actually there with him yesterday. But there was a bit of a Longhorn vibe. Congrats to one of my favorite names.
Scotty
Scheffler.
Great name.
He was the low amateur at -1, and they keep track of that at all the majors. Jordan Spieth did the same thing back in 2012. So congrats to Scotty Scheffler. And if you care, he beat out an Aggie because, another great name, Cameron Champ of A&M was battling him for low amateur. And you know, Kevin, I'm so excited about any time a Longhorn and an Aggie get together to compete at anything.
Now, yeah.
I just get excited because obviously they're never going to play football again.
Even golf.
Right, even golf. So congrats to Scotty Scheffler for that one. Koepka ended up at -16. He tied Rory's record for the most strokes under par. He was impressive, especially at the end of his round yesterday.
Washington Post, if you go there, they've got a story. It says, Joe Buck on calling Brooks Koepka's girlfriend the wrong name. Quote, I've done way worse, end quote.
Yeah. He dealt with it pretty well because he owned it afterwards. He said,
she really is pretty.
He said, Faxon, nice job of getting the girl's name right. And Faxon says, well, he goes, I'm friends. He goes, I live kind of near these people. And one of his representatives, Koepka's, texted Faxon to say, hey, man, that's not who that is. So he's like, and then Buck played it off well. He said, look at you. Faxon's got all the information. All right, cool, man. And that was it.
Miss Teen Georgia.
Oh, she's attractive.
2007.
She is attractive, and now Brooks Koepka is a different kind of golfer since he's got a major championship. Who'd you say was hanging on, Trey? I missed the name.
Mike.
Mike? All right, Mike, you're on the horn. What's up?
Hey, guys. I was born and raised in Oklahoma, so I'm an expert on the subject of liquor laws in the state.
Okay.
Let us know.
The best you can get at a convenience store or grocery store is 3.2.
Okay.
You can get the high-octane stuff, but you have to go to the liquor store to get it. But you can't buy it refrigerated. Which is why Coors will not deliver to this state because, you know, their deal is refrigerated from the brewery to the distributor.
Oh, yes. That's another – the temperature issue. That is so bizarre.
The craziest thing they had was – and I think they've changed it since, but back when I was a youngster there, they had
Nope, Mike.
You couldn't buy a mixed drink. You had to bring your bottle, and they'd sell you a setup.
Oh my God, that is great. Thank you, Mike. That is, I'm telling you, it's so strange.
I'm pretty sure my dad, way back in the day when he still would have been working in Chicago, but was on the road a lot, had to work in Tulsa for like, I think a couple months. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me they had like private clubs, like right. where you had to go to drink. Like there weren't, it wasn't necessarily a bar. Now this would have been in the 70s.
That is weird. So you know me, I'm a Coors man myself. So I do not trust a state that will not let Coors ship their beer in.
I can see that.
What is that? You can go buy beer in a liquor store, but it can't be cold?
I don't get it. I know. No. So some of the legislation, you go, what?
What are you talking about?
Why?
And you can only get up to 3.2 if you're at a convenience store. I knew the 3.2. You see that? I said 3.2.
No, you knew that. You were all over that.
I heard that from the Oklahoma people over the years. I try to remember these
probably
things.
Probably give me that before you give me pie.
All right. So Florida State, 6-4, top of the ninth. We will keep you updated. Cal State Fullerton has three outs coming in the bottom of the ninth to try to get this thing tied up. So I mentioned earlier, I said I was going to tell my Hawaii story.
Let's get to it.
I'll try to tell the short version of this. But it was a feeling that I've never had, but I had to continue to have it. So it's one of those rare moments when you are having the time of your life. Someone you love and care about and never wish harm on is having the worst time of their life, but you continue to have a great time. So we go on the ATV trip, right? I thought I had explained to my daughter that we were going to get dirty and muddy. I told her, I said, look, we did this 7 years ago and got dirty, but it was dry. So we just got dirt on us. I said, but there's a lot of dirt out there. And now there's mud puddles. We're going to be driving through the mud puddles in a dune buggy. We will get muddy.
We will clean that off.
Right. We'll get
we will jump in the water. We will take
a
shower.
Later. Right. It'll be great. She apparently was not grasping this. So we start the trip out, and she's loving it because she loves the speed. These dune buggies are great. It's a four-person dune buggy, and my wife's in the back, and I'm driving.
Now, you guys on dunes or... Are you out on the beach? Are you?
It's kind of like a. It's just a, not on the beach, but it's kind of in a. I mean, there's sort of, you know, the dirt roads is about what okay. I can. Kind of rolling through different parts. You see the little valley where they filmed Jurassic Park, and you drive through the only accessible tunnel on the island.
Wow!
And in the dark, you fire the lights up, and I'm flying through there. It was so great.
This sounds awesome.
Yeah. So she's screaming
for
at first.
Us. Maybe not for a 10-year-old girl.
Yeah. At first, she's loving it. Woo! She's screaming. She's loving it. One, the first little spray of mud hits her arms, and she goes catatonic. Just doesn't say a word. And I can tell. And just sticks her arms out like this and sticks her feet out. Like, oh, my God, I don't want to get dirty. And so then the rest of the trip, I'm like, is it really that bad? Yes. So are you just going to hate us? Yes. So, I mean, she was really upset. And
I give her a little lip back?
Of course.
Good.
The whole time. I told myself, first of all, you cannot allow her to let you have a bad time because we paid way too much money for this.
Exactly.
So I had a ball, and we have the goggles on and the bandana over our faces, so you can make
and
any...
And she's 10, you're an adult,
yeah.
Your fun means more.
Right.
She's got more time to have fun. She hadn't done anything on the earth yet.
You can make any expression you want and no one can tell, so I'm laughing, smiling the whole time, loving it. And making fun of the fact that she's not loving it the entire time.
Oh, monkey.
And then we even got back to the place where you rinse off. And I walked by her at one point, and she looks over at me, smiles, and says, look, Daddy, all clean. And I wanted to just, like, stop. Like, what do you mean all clean? Where was that attitude out there?
You knew you were going to be clean. Just deal with it.
It was a three-hour trip. She couldn't handle it. She's, oh, I'm never doing that again. But I would do it in a second.
You would have done it right after.
I'd have gone right back. We weren't even in our clothes, Kevin. They give you clothes to wear. Now, we did mess up her shoes a little bit. I should have said, let's wear water shoes. I screwed that up.
Okay, well, you didn't bring that into this story.
That
could explain some attitude.
The bright neon green tennis shoes did get messed up. I'll admit that. But I said right at that moment, I said, honey, we can get you more shoes. We'll buy you shoes.
Oh, well, you can always hold that on your parents.
Don't worry, right?
Yeah.
We can buy you more shoes. In fact, my wife just threw her shoes away at the end.
Okay.
I didn't. I'm wearing mine. I like the mud. It's just like, it's on there. It's like
a
badge of honor.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It's like a dirty hat.
And I've never had more fun in my life while someone I love was having a worst time.
Not just someone, your only child.
My only child.
You know what?
The worst time ever, but I had to go with it.
You did. I think you did the right thing. I thought the way this thing started, maybe it was going to be one of those Chad
it was going to be my fault.
Or maybe being a little selfish.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Maybe being more Doc and not Mom.
Right. Uh-huh. That's fair.
And... I think he did the right thing.
Yeah, because you can't turn around. I'm not going to say, okay, that's it, we're going to stop.
You're taking her on vacation in Hawaii.
Right.
She needs to appreciate what her parents have done for her.
It was a three-hour trip, and I was in for the 3 hours. So what I'm going to do...
Three-hour tour, and you were in, and Monkey wasn't.
Once they get these pictures up online, we're going to buy some of these pictures to have. There's one picture where my wife and I are smiling ear to ear, and she is in the seat, immobile, and she's still got the goggles and stuff on, and her hands are stuck straight out, and you could just feel the emotion coming off of everybody. So I'm going to show you guys that picture when I get it. It's fantastic.
There's no trauma involved here, is there?
No, she's fine. Okay. No, she was fine. That's the other thing. She snapped out of it so fast. And right. I even asked her as we were driving back, I'm like, so you're clean now, right? Like, you knew it was mud. It's not permanent. Why? Daddy, just drop it. Like, no, I don't think I'm going to be able to drop this one for a while.
No, you shouldn't.
It's like, you need to explain to me how you couldn't figure out a way to have a good time. It's just mud. That's all it was.
And you knew it was going to be gone. That's the thing. She's got to be able to get through stuff that, okay,
right.
It may not be 100%, and it may not be the ideal thing that I want. But there's a lot of fun things, and I'm just going to have to deal with the bad things, and especially if they're going to be gone, if they can be cleaned or wiped away or aren't an issue in a couple hours when we're done with this.
I know. Yeah, so we had fun. She had fun for part of it, not as much fun as I had for all of it.
Do you guys play catch on the beach?
Oh, my God, yes.
Isn't that great?
Dude,
isn't it awesome?
I'm going to thank you forever for that idea. So by the end of this trip, she's catching pop flies.
Beautiful, yes.
I'm throwing pop flies. She's catching them. Random people are coming by and complimenting her on her softball skills and everything. Unbelievable.
That's great. So, yeah. And also the new glove helped out,
the
right?
The new glove is better because it was already kind of, you know, a little easier for her to squeeze and all that. But she's doing better on the pop flies. Even ones where I thought, oh, I'm just crushed my daughter in the head.
Like that's she's gonna, got
them? Yeah, she's doing a pretty good job.
Pop flies are tough near the beach, too.
Yeah, now she's all about, that's all she wants to do now is pop flies.
Yeah.
And it made me think, because I remember the first time you can catch a pop fly in a glove.
It's great.
Oh, my God.
Especially once they get a little higher.
Oh, it's like a superpower.
Yeah, right. I can catch that. Yeah. You can catch that? Yep.
In fact, she's at the beginning of it where she'll catch a couple and then just turn and look at me with her mouth open like,
I got that.
Can you believe that? And then she came up with a cocky, like a rooster walk that she did.
Really?
When she would catch him. So, yeah, we got all kinds of stuff going on.
I'm going to have to work with her on the Barry Bonds flap.
Yeah, right.
Little glove flap on the quad.
She wasn't quite to that, but she has these moments where she gets a little too confident, which I kind of like sometimes. But yeah, she did very good. So thank you again to Uncle Cabin for suggesting that, because that was one of my favorite parts of the trip. And it was always something we could do right there. We just had to walk outside 10 feet, and we're throwing there between our place and the water's crashing in. It was great.
Doesn't take much. You can do it for 5 minutes. You can do it for an hour.
Yeah.
You can do it twice a day. You can do it once a day. You don't have to do it. I mean, it's one of those things you can always have that available. How was the water there?
What, like temperature wise?
Yeah, I know. Just waves. I mean, like all of it.
I mean, it was not the waves were not massive where we were. We're on the east side of the island, but it was a good consistent, you know, good consistent waves.
Nice.
All I'm looking for is sights and sounds there.
Right.
I'm not really looking to get in and do a lot of stuff. I'm not doing the surfing.
Not doing the surfing or body surfing.
A lot of that, yes. We had intro to body surfing on the beach. She likes to lay on the beach, let the water hit her, and then drag her back and then push her around. So
it's a start.
Yeah, it's intro.
That's a start.
Yeah.
She's feeling it out.
You get very sandy that way.
Yes. Well, I know. That's the other thing.
Yeah, I know. She didn't mind that.
Like, I had to get over that at some point as a kid where it's like, all right, look, there's going to be sand in your crack all day long. You either like this and you deal with it, or we got to find something else.
Yeah, she had sand everywhere and described to us the process of trying to get all cleaned up and stuff, and then the mud freaked her out. I have no idea. These kids today. All right, Big Three coming up. We'll update you on Florida State and Cal State Fullerton. It is bottom of the ninth. Cal State Fullerton's down to their last out. We'll let you know if they survive, and Kevin's got one and done coming on the horn. Left like a pharaoh, sing like a sparrow. Chad and Kevin with you on a Monday. Is this the brothers again?
This is the...
Give it a shot.
Avett Brothers?
Sure. I think it's Avett Brothers.
Avett Brothers.
Avett Brothers. You got to go again. You just go Southern. Avett.
Avett.
It's a little Avett.
Burn it, darn it, learn it.
Exactly. Happy birthday to anybody and everybody who's got a birthday today. The great Lou Gehrig would have been 114. I met a guy in Hawaii who claims he's related to Lou Gehrig.
Really?
When he saw us throwing the softball, he just decided to be cool and go, you know, I'm related to a guy who played a little baseball. And at first,
I'm not buying that.
At first, I thought, well, why would he bring that up unless it was somebody? And I was waiting for the name. I thought, I was about to say, is it a name I would recognize? And then he was like, yeah, Lou Gehrig. And I went, really? And he claimed Lou Gehrig was like a great uncle or something like that.
Oh, maybe.
I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, yeah, I've got a, it was either a son or a nephew. Looks just like him. Sure, cool.
Whatever. All right.
And I wanted to say.
And plays, okay, all right. That's too much.
Right. I wanted to say, like, bet they go to work every day just for the pressure. No, but I didn't. I didn't do that. That'd be a lot of pressure, though, right? If you're related to Lou Gehrig.
It would.
You just have to go to work every
just
day.
Just attendance in class and all that.
Yeah.
Is this guy on vacation?
Well, I'm assuming.
Then. His claim is BS.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, it's a good point.
I'm not buying
good
any
point.
Of
if
that.
He's in the family, he'd be at work. That's a great point. I should have said that to him.
I didn't even think of that. I'm just thinking of someone on vacation who's throwing that out right away to start a conversation.
That's fantastic. All right. It is over in Omaha, Florida. Not the whole thing, just this game. Florida.
We're done.
Florida State has beaten Cal State Fullerton 6-4. A little backdoor, what would you call that? It was a backdoor breaking ball?
It was a backdoor breaking ball.
Yeah, I'm not good at identifying pitches.
No, it got back there and
when you caught it. When you have the left-handed batter and it moves back into the zone, I think that's when I'm allowed to say backdoor.
Oh, actually,
I think backdoor comes from the outside.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh,
I
that's not backdoor?
It didn't hit the outside corner?
No,
it didn't. It started way inside and ended up hitting the corner.
Oh.
So it sounds like what he threw was a two-seamer. It was a right-handed pitcher, right?
Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter,
and it started inside, then hit the inside corner?
Yes.
That's a two-seamer.
A two-seam fastball.
Greg Maddux is chubbing somewhere.
Is that a porch swinger?
Is that the porch door? What's that, front door?
Porch door. I don't know on
that. The porch door? No.
The porch door.
Like I said, two-seam fastball ended it for Florida State. They advance, and they will play the winner of Oregon State and the loser of Oregon State and LSU. The winner of that game will be in that catbird seat at 2-0 tonight. They'll start at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, remember, it's A&M and TCU at 1, elimination game, to not go 2 in barbecue. And Louisville and Florida will play tomorrow night at 6. So the first team to go 2-Q is Cal State Fullerton.
Cal State. Yeah, they... I didn't think they had a great shot to win this thing, but you never know with a team like that. We talked with Mike Rooney last week, and he said, you know, maybe it's a sleeping dog. They looked really good up 5-1 against a team that had lost four games all year, and they felt like they were in the catbird seat. They pulled their starter too quickly, I think, and the guy they went to who's been reliable all year long and his whole career just was walking people. I mean, they're gonna fly home here tonight and think, Why didn't we be competitive around the strike zone? You know, even if there would have been three run homers, we just can't walk guys in and lose two, especially being Cal State Fullerton.
All right, there's the start of your Big Three. Let's continue with some NBA stuff in the Big Three.
The Big Three.
Brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Dan Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com. Astros have won 3 of their last 9 games, 3-6 in that homestand. They lost 2 out of 3 to Boston. Rangers take 2 out of 3 from Seattle, but it's still an 11-game lead for the Astros in the division. They're in Oakland tonight. It's Peacock and Gossett. Toronto is up in Arlington to face the Rangers. That's Estrada and Bibbins-Dirks, the two pitchers. The NBA news is simple. Philadelphia now has the number 1 pick. Many think they're going to take Markelle Fultz. Boston moves back to that number 3 spot, plus they get a first-round pick in one of the next two drafts, depending on weird NBA stuff. And Paul George has
That's perfectly said.
Yeah, has told the Pacers that he is out after next season. So there's been stories about the Pacers calling Cleveland and seeing if they can do something for a year.
The rumor for him has always been where?
He says he wants to go to LA.
LA.
He says he wants to be a Laker, but they couldn't do that now. The issue is, would one team be willing? The Cleveland argument makes no sense, because to get Paul George, you'd probably have to give up Irving or Love.
Yeah.
For a year, you'd do that? And the thought is, well, we could convince him to stay once he gets around our culture. You convince him to stay in Cleveland over L.A.?
I don't know if that's the addition they need.
I don't know either. I don't know if that makes sense. And Love and Irving just had really good years.
Yeah, they did. I mean, and they need some help, but I'm not a huge Kevin Love guy, and I do think LeBron at the end of all this is going to look back and look at Love and the other Fruity Four, Chris Bosh, and think, I don't know if I should have gone that direction. Irving, you can't move him. I mean, what you hope with Kyrie you can get into his ego and say, hey, man, you know, it's pathetic the difference of how incredible you are offensively and you're just awful defensively. And a lot of that seems to be effort.
Yeah, that's true. Draft comes up Thursday night for the NBA. We also mentioned briefly Brooks Koepka winning the U.S. Open, second lowest rated U.S. Open ever by TV ratings because the big names just weren't there. Mm-hmm. But congrats to UT Scottie Scheffler. He was the low amateur with a -1 score. Aaron Hills was a pretty interesting golf course over the weekend.
Some people probably had problems finding it. Golf on Fox.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, they locked into that U.S. Open thing a couple years ago, and it is strange. Even for me, a guy that'll watch, I'll watch a tournament if certain names are up there, but I always check out the majors. I had to remind myself. I lost it yesterday. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yep.
NBC, CB? No?
Well, I went 4-5, and then luckily I could see 2 on the guide. I'm like, oh, Fox.
Yeah, it's
okay.
On Fox. It's when Joe Buck calls golf and messes up girlfriends' names. And then we mentioned Baker Mayfield pleading guilty to public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and fleeing for that whole deal in Arkansas. $480 fine. He doesn't serve any penalty in terms of games. He'll be ready to go for Oklahoma after a little alcohol education course, 35 hours of community service, and hopefully it'll make him a better Baker Mayfield.
Hopefully it will.
Yeah. Don't run from cops.
No.
When you're in that situation.
And hope he's in shape because he looked a lot quicker sober on the football field.
Yes, he did.
We don't know who that is.
I think it's the difference in the Arkansas beer. Once he had some of that Arkansas beer, he realized, my God, I'm getting nothing in Oklahoma.
May not look like it, but I'm related to Steve Atwater.
That's
right. You know that?
That's right.
Like that Lou Gehrig guy.
I'll take you down. All right, there's some big three for you. Let's get you the first one and done of the week. Here we go, one and done.
I don't like one and done. I've said it. I think there's a couple things people may not understand.
I don't think it's an indictment on
one. There we go.
I don't like one and done.
Look at that. Back from vacation. I still got this stuff ready.
One and done.
I'm looking for it in a lot.
Done, baby.
There you go. I guess I could have left the stuff for you. I didn't do that. I'm terribly sorry. Did you just hum along? Is that what you did?
No.
For the band.
There we go. It's one and done with Bob Dunn's son. It's one and done with
Robin
Kidd.
Tour guide Landon calls him Cabin Dune. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Kevin Dunn.
We actually didn't do a bunch of one and duns because I was already talking so much that I got to it. I think I'm boring people now. Trey, Brad, Dustin, what do you got?
When you're on vacation and I say, welcome to the crap bag,
yeah, exactly.
And it's 4 hours.
Yeah, right. There we go. Let's go.
That's fair.
Okay, so I was, I don't know. I mean, you guys know my thoughts on the NBA. And when I saw the trade and the trade go down and saw the breaking news yesterday, I'm always excited to see how NBA teams or any team is trying to maneuver and move around. And it made sense for me for Boston to do that. But it makes even more sense for Boston to do that. I heard all these analysts last night and today talking about, like, they really know who any of these guys are. And I'm sorry, but the track record of the last 15, 20 years, it shows we really don't know, and it is too much of a crapshoot. And you do get some Enes Kanters, or too many of them, going too high. So I like what Boston is doing. Josh Jackson looks probably as good as Lonzo Ball or Fultz. We don't know. I wish we had more time to find out and see them develop. Boston's doing the right thing, but I am sick of these guys acting like Mel Kiper or Todd McShay, where a kid's been there maybe 3 to 5 years and playing against a top competition, and you see them in the most important point of their life, sports wise, go from 18 to 22. I don't know who these guys are. You ain't getting any opinion from me on them.
Thursday night is the NBA draft. I said it earlier, 13 games to lose to finish the season, losing streak for Washington. It's so tough to tell. Like
now, I watched Kansas and UCLA. So if you said Kevin, you didn't. No, I watched them.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You can't take that. You can't spend that much money and try and set up your whole franchise for the next 5 to 10 years off of that small of a sample size. You just can't.
Yeah,
they're floating crap to you, people.
1 year of non-conference games, 1 year in your conference, 1 year of hopefully going to the tournament in Lonzo Ball's case.
Right. How about getting stronger?
In Fox's case, in Jackson's case, but not in, and then with Fultz, it's even tougher. He's on a 9-win basketball team, and you talk about having to extrapolate and just grab the pure raw numbers.
And his numbers were good.
Yeah, and I saw ESPN Sports Science do their big thing on him, and the numbers are there. He's got some. I think I saw today that like the last two guys to be that efficient in scoring were Durant at Texas and Beasley at K-State in terms of being that prolific a scorer that Fultz is. But on a team like that, it's tough to tell. Just like the Ben Simmons thing was last year.
Yeah,
LSU was not a good team, so it's hard to tell that. And now it looks like both those guys are going to end up on the same team.
I just think of some of the guys we've seen in either other sports or basketball back in the day that after their freshman year, this guy looks like a first-rounder. And you get to their junior year, and you've kind of found some different things. Mm-hmm. And for people that go, yeah, see, that's the problem. That's the problem. The problem for who? Why are you representing all these kids? No, that's not a problem. So you want them to get a money grab and be able to get a job or a position they should without understanding some of the weaknesses? That's not how it works. It's not how life works.
By the way, back to the top of the league, a texter says the Cavs are working on a three-way trade to acquire Jimmy Butler.
They are.
Is Jimmy Butler what the Cavs need?
I've read that. I mean, I think Jimmy Butler would help out a lot.
That could help.
I think their offense is too separated. It's too isolated. And when you do that, it can get stagnant. We talked about that a little bit last week. But also, I mean, a lot of the guys they have, especially Kyrie, that's the type of offense that works for them and their skill set. So I don't know what you do. You either move people or you try and put them in good positions, even though it may not be the best thing overall for your team.
All right, coming up, we'll see what you have to say. It's afternoon blitz time, 447-3776. How was the blitz while I was gone, fellas? Was it good?
Here's the deal. We had some.
Trey says iffy.
No, we had some good ones.
Yeah.
I think some pretty good ones. I didn't tell you about this, Skip. Looks like we found a leadoff man.
Really? We got a set leadoff guy?
We got a leadoff guy.
Oh, I'm excited. All right.
Good eye. He runs. He can handle the bat. He'll lay down some bunts. He's got some Brett Butler in him.
All right. Leadoff man, get ready. It's afternoon blitz time on the horn.
The Blitz.
Yes, indeed. Additional sponsors, Trey.
Today's solo sponsor is the Texas Longhorn Heat Wave 2017, which is reaping huge dividends even a couple days later.
Wow. All
it's right. A pool party that Texas football threw for current players and also recruits.
I heard about the pool party.
It was a big weekend, wasn't it?
I still haven't seen the RKO for Coach Herman. Did somebody take that video down?
No, nobody took it down. The problem with that video is that even though you can see what's going on, you can't get a clear shot that it's Herman.
Oh.
So it's a funny theory, and it was executed well, but you can't even really tell that it's Herman because I haven't even seen a video yet of Herman like popping up out of the water after he receives the RKO.
I'd like to see it because I'm a wrestling fan. I like a well done RKO out of nowhere. That's always fun.
RKO?
Wrestling yes. Moves into the pool are a blast.
Right. The wrestler's name is Randy Orton, so you get your RKO. Right? The knockout, but RKO.
Randy. What about like a can opener?
Well, no. This is...
Cannonball. Right.
Those aren't wrestling moves, though.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
Suplexes yeah. And That'd rock be, bottoms.
Those are always good into the water.
All right, let's get to him here. I'm telling you, I'm hoping he's taking the donuts off right now. I mean, this guy looks like Vince Coleman coming to the
pool. All right, here we go. First blitzer, you're up.
Guys, I'm a flea, and when it was time to leave the flea bag, the master flea put me on a horse's butt. I called him the next day, and I said, man, this ain't going to work. That tail keeps knocking me around. He said, I got to get a better place. He put me on Willie Nelson's beard. I called him the next day. I said, man, this ain't going to work. This pot smoke's driving me crazy. He said, look, last thing I'm going to do, I don't want to hear any more from you. I'm going to put you on Taylor Swift's front bottom, and I don't ever want to hear from you again. Next day, I called him up, and I said, hey. And he said, hey, I told you not to call me again. I said, no, man, I'm back in Willie's beard.
Wow. Next blitzer, you're up.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how I can fall out of it. Kevin, I know whose fault it is. It's Dickie V, baby! Dickie!
Is he blaming Dickie? Is he blaming Vital for all of basketball?
Blaming Dickie V.
Well, I don't think it's Dickie V's fault. He needs to realize the problem, but it's not his fault.
Yeah, I mean, I blame him and anyone else who is trying to hoodwink everyone and act like there's not a fire behind them when they're doing their stand-up. Everything's good here in this neighborhood, Chuck. Back to you.
Next blitzer. You're up.
Hey, Chad.
Yep.
Mayweather's really a 53-0 when you count the women he's beat up.
Oh. Come on, man.
Next
blitzer. You're up.
Hey, man, LeBron James will never, ever, 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 ever be able to attract another superstar to come to Cleveland. Nobody wants to be his third wheel, man. He's a superstar killer.
We'll see.
I would just not want to go because, I mean, obviously he does so much for you, but I don't need to get yelled at during timeouts whenever he's the one that didn't take ball.
Next blitzer. You're up.
Hey, you guys know you have female listeners, right?
Yep.
I'm tired of hearing about your low T and ED. We're not going to pop here.
There you go.
That's the story of Mike Matheny and the bird poop.
Yes.
That was well done, man.
I totally agree.
Well done.
Nothing wrong with talking about a little ED and low T, but the ladies would like to know where their stuff is.
It's fine.
Get it all figured out.
Keep it equal. Especially for stuff like that on both sides, it's important.
I think
we should be helping people out with that.
Thank you, ma'am. Nice, sweet voice there to finish with.
Good voice.
I do like your leadoff guy. Where'd you find this guy? What happened?
Honestly, the Mexican League. I ran into him. Kind of like how Kirby Puckett was found in 81 at a JC. I was going to see my son, and there's Kirby. No, I don't know. He just started calling last week.
And
that's like his third one. Saw him in Switzerland.
In Switzerland? The kid was in an Alaska league with four teams. Unbelievable. They play for a month each year.
Kid's freezing his balls off. I go up to him. Oh, no, not the Alaskan Summer League, the Winter League. You're playing in Alaska in winter? These kids really are trying to make it.
He's that good. Play with metal bats, boy. When you miss hit one there, you take one off the fist there. Ooh. It's tough.
I thought it stung here in fall ball when it was 45. Bob Dunn didn't want to hear any of that.
Yeah, no, that's going to be real bad. I like leadoff guy. That is good.
Yeah, he's
never
good.
Had a leadoff guy before. On the blitz.
Digger's kind of been a leadoff guy, but
Digger's
been pretty good. Digger's a guy who can put in a lot of, you know, I mean, at times I want to hit Digger ninth. I love Digger, but most of the time I think Digger can be a two guy, can move the ball around, he's got good bat handle.
Is Digger our Otis Nixon? Kind of move him around the lineup a little bit?
I don't know.
He's got like old speed.
Well, how much cocaine do you think Digger did in the 70s?
That I don't.
Because I don't think his coke strolls can compare with Otis.
How dare you? How dare you? 5 o'clock hour coming up. We'll keep you updated on the winner's bracket game in Omaha once it starts. That's in the 6 o'clock hour. We've had our first 0-2 barbecue. We'll tell you who it is that is done in Omaha coming up. And, you know, talk other sports stuff. We're 75 days away from Texas and Maryland in football. It's almost here. Not really, but, you know.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
Are we there yet?
75 days. Come on. It's the horn.